Oh, okay. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about a whale that takes down a sport fish. Brandon's going to join us in the galley, and we're also going to be showing you how to stand a proper bridge watch. And this is the bottom line.
Brandon, where do you want Brandon?
In the galley, cooking with a smile on his face.
I knew it was coming. I knew it.
Hey, everybody, I'm Doug.
And that was unexpected. I'm Christy.
And this is Bottom Line. Welcome. We love you guys. Love them so much.
Love them so much.
Tell us how much you love them.
That much.
No, that's nothing. I love you guys this much, okay? That's this part of the globe all the way around to that part. That much
always
is the
always one-upping. You're yeah. Just always happy.
You know why? Because we were doing 100,000 views a month. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty good. Thank you.
All right? In the last 2 weeks?
But.
Last 10 days, 210,000 views. I don't know what's going on. I guess you guys are all getting the dollar bills I'm sending out. But anyway, thanks for watching.
For your participation.
Okay, what do we got?
Well, we have our sponsors.
Which are?
Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rags Crew Apparel.
Marine Data Solutions. I've got 99 problems on board. But
the internet's not one of them.
And let me tell you something about Marine Data Solutions. Mm-hmm. They just opened up another factory. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're producing even more data. They have the robots making the data, putting it in boxes, shipping it out. Mm-hmm. So they've got more data than they ever need. Call them up. All right, and
Salty Rags Crew Apparel.
Salty Rags Crew Apparel. What do they make?
Customized gear for your boats, linens, uniforms, swag, and more.
Yes, they also make face masks. They also make blindfolds. They also make those little cuffs that you can tie people up in the back.
With their hands.
With their hands.
Handcuffs.
Yeah, they make all kinds of stuff. Well, maybe they do, maybe they don't.
And they'll customize it for you.
They also do extortion. Go ahead.
Where's the envelope?
Next.
Yeah, industry news.
What do we have in yacht industry news?
Some unfortunate news.
By the way, we even have another sponsor. That's pretty cool.
That's not the unfortunate news.
No, that's not unfortunate. That's Go ahead.
We're going to say your sponsor.
No, we'll introduce the sponsor next show.
Okay, we're next. So the unfortunate news that I was referring to is the 54-foot sport fishing yacht.
That is unfortunate. Those guys are maniacs.
They were working hard. But they were headed home into St. Augustine, and they ended up killing an endangered juvenile right whale.
Where?
Outside of St. Augustine.
Okay, apparently the right whale was not crossing at the approved cross. I mean, this is very typical. You can't just cross the channel. You have to go to the end and cross over. No, listen, it's really bad. The right whale, unfortunately, you can see in the picture, didn't make it. Now, big shout out to Captain Ryan, because I'm going to tell you why. Okay, $1.2 million sport fish is sitting on the bottom, but everybody got off of okay. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. He lost his prop and his shaft and his strut, and it all went up through the bottom of the boat. So we're talking major water egress here. Yes. And he still had the wits about him, the calmness, to restart the engine, figure out which one's still working, and he ran the boat on the shoal so everybody could get out safely. Mm-hmm. St. Augustine Inlet, give me a break. If that boat went down in the inlet, everybody'd be in the water. So he beached it, and everybody could just walk ashore.
Yes, so thank you, Captain Ryan.
Awesome, awesome seamanship, dude. Terrible, terrible day, but you know what? It's guys like this to keep a cool head that make yachting everything it is. Next.
That'll come.
Next.
So the haulover channel has been dredged.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Christmas has come. Captain Dave sent this in to me. He has his special side scan sonar, whatever it's called, some app or whatever. He can read the bottom. I think it's called a depth sounder. Anyway, I'm very happy to report at haulover on the ICW, you have 12 feet of water. That means big boats can actually get from Fort Lauderdale to Miami on the inside when the weather's rough. I still will not go. Why? Because it's too long. I don't mind rough weather. A boat goes like that. How long are you going to bounce around for? An hour? Big deal. That's really good news that it's dredged. It'll be dredged for like 2 years and then it'll fill back in. Sorry. I've been cruising that area since the Coast Guard in the 80s. They dredge it, it fills. Dredge it, it fills. Dredge it, it fills. Okay, next.
Well, speaking of the Coast Guard.
Coast Guard?
Yep. There was a drug bust in Lauderdale with cocaine and marijuana.
Oh.
Not you.
Oh, okay.
be worried.
How much was it worth?
Over $1 billion.
Okay, first of all, this is what I did in Miami when I was in the Coast Guard. We don't care about marijuana. Every time somebody came into the base and was like, oh, we got a marijuana batch. We're like, really? Okay, great school. Cocaine was it. And now here's $1 billion worth of cocaine. Mm-hmm. Go, Coast Guard. Way to go. Look at these pictures. They had so much coke on this Coast Guard cutter, they had to push the chopper all the way in the back sideways. That's how much it was. That is a big disruption in God knows whatever. I don't
know.
Are people still doing coke?
Are you?
I don't know. I thought the big thing now was just like snowflakes or something. Oh, coke, snow. Okay, go ahead.
Well, Brandon was so concerned about your video in the galley making your hot dog sandwiches that
they were delicious.
He was concerned, so okay. He is doing another demonstration for us.
Let's join Brandon in the galley. He's got another breakfast treat for you.
Hey, thanks, Doug and Christy. This is Chef Brandon with The Bottom Line, back to show you another breakfast. We're underway. It's a little sporty, but we thought this would be fun for this episode. I'm going to teach you how to make a quick, easy, one-pan breakfast sandwich. First thing I did was set my stove to about a level 6 of 10, so a little over medium, and I'm going to let that butter get hot. I'm going to get it around the pan and make sure that we coat this whole pan. The next thing we're going to do is add our 2 eggs. So you beat 2 eggs, add a little salt and pepper. I'm just going to use what I have here. And we are going to lay those in on a single layer and let them cook a bit. So you just want to let them set. It's a little tougher while we're underway, but that's okay, because they want to kind of move around on you, but you don't want to scramble them up. You just want to leave them sit until they set a bit. I'm going to turn it up just a bit. And when you see them start to set, but they're still a little runny, what we're going to do is we've got our bread, our cheese, and our bacon ready to go for our sandwich. The bread's been buttered on one side. My eggs are just starting to set a little bit. So I'm going to throw these pieces of bread in just like this. All right, we're going to let those cook along with our eggs. Okay, guys. Here we are. The eggs have started to set. We've got our buttered sides up, and we are going to go ahead and flip the entire thing over. We are going to add our bacon, our cheese. We're going to fold the eggs inward that are hanging off the side of our bread. Sorry, I'm a little off balance a bit. And we're going to let that cook on the buttered side, almost like a grilled cheese. Once you're ready, give it about 30 seconds or so. We are gonna take our piece of bread here and simply flip it over onto this one. And it's good to go. I'm Chef Brandon, reminding you, don't touch chef's knife, you might get cut.
That was pretty cool, and Brandon made that in like 2 minutes, and that's what we need. So, like, when the chef is not on the boat and all that other stuff, you don't have to curl up in a ball. I mean, you can just cook yourself. I mean, you know, be an adult.
Or have a hot dog sandwich, you know, three times a day.
There's nothing wrong with hot dogs.
Three times a day.
Apparently, Brandon was concerned about me eating all the hot dogs, and I said, well, you know, dude, why don't you cook some more?
He's like, there you go.
All right, next.
Well, the Miami Boat Show.
Miami Boat Show.
Yep. And there was some controversy with the manatees.
So what happened was, the Miami Boat Show, it was great. Everybody mm-hmm. thought it was awesome. There was mm-hmm. a lack of inventory, but they're taking orders. That's cool. So there was a big group of manatees that kind of stormed the boat show and started pushing their weight around and caused quite a ruckus, actually. Mm-hmm. They were very, very belligerent to some of the people. And then they just sat in one corner and just started drinking.
It happens at a boat show.
What actually happened is, in order for the boat show to even get a permit, because they never had to get a permit before, but now they had to get a permit because the mayor is a very ecological whatever. So
individual.
So they had to get a permit for the boat show. They had to get a permit for test drives. They had to get a permit to blah, 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 blah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Now, in order to get the permit for the test drives, which was going on for hundreds of years, mm-hmm. thousands of years, mm-hmm. Miami Boat Show has been there for like 1,200 years, they had to agree to hire manatee spotters.
There we go.
By drone. Take a look at these pictures. And then people actually got paid to stand there and stare at the water. Unbelievable. Nice. Now, what the else happened is if a manatee spotter mm-hmm. said, look, a manatee.
Stop.
Everybody would go and look at the manatee. But all sea trials, test runs, stop. Had to stop. Sometimes mm-hmm. it was up to 45 minutes. Now, I get it. Manatees had a rough year in Florida last year. 1,100 manatees died in Florida. A lot of it was drunk driving. But You know, we really need to take care of our manatees. I don't know if the boat show has that much of an impact, but, you know, Brave New World, we'll all adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, hey, if we're on charter and we can't move because there's a manatee, you know, whatever. I'll deal with it.
There
okay, next. 210,000 views in 10 days. Those are our bottom feeders.
Thank you, bottom feeders.
Actually, I just got this program that just watches the show 24/7. I can
he
leave the computer.
Reading.
Yeah, it's just like...
He does.
No, really. It was really you guys. By the way, you know what? You guys are really the stars of this, not us. We just provide the comical relief. The real famous people are the guys watching this and keeping this going.
So thank you.
We got a whole bunch.
So we do have a couple
exponential.
That we're going to... shout out to. Well, we have Captain David, the captain of Hatteras.
Yeah, he's Captain Dave. Hi. He actually sent us the Hulliver thing. He's over on the west coast of Florida. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
That is very
all
cool.
On the west coast of Florida. Next.
Sherry Berger giving us a shout out thing. She's a huge fan.
She says, Dunk's great.
And it says, you guys are
great. You guys are great. She's watching us from Rowtown in the British Virgin Islands.
Yes.
Yes.
So
and
shout
next.
Out to Sherry.
Yep.
We have Lorraine Diaz.
Yes.
She says, we're serious.
She says, we're serious
funny.
But funny. She says, I'm serious but funny.
And I'm the funny part?
Yeah, you're funny. Okay, she loves watching the show. She's from Fairfield,
California.
All the way on the West Coast.
Hello.
Now, and John Webster reached out to me. And John, you and your lovely bride are down in Brazil. First vacation in 5 years.
Good for you.
Don't worry about that problem. We'll get that solved. Stop being a captain for 5 minutes because you're like me. I haven't had a vacation in 5 years either. So have another drink on the bottom line. By the way, he started watching. Now his whole crew watch it.
That's excellent.
Yeah, we have one more. We have one more shout out.
We have a couple more.
Oh Jesus, go ahead.
Captain J.
Captain J.
More beer.
Where did we see Captain J? Oh, we were going down the river, mm-hmm. and we had a patching situation, and I said, he said, hey, give us a shout out. You got it, Jay. Here it is, and he's Captain of More Beer. So here's a picture of his boat.
And then Lori.
Lori, who's Lori?
Lori at. Nautical Ventures.
Oh, Nautical Ventures.
Yes.
We just bought a whole bunch of jet skis and other stuff from them. Hey, Lori, thanks for watching the show.
Thank you for watching.
Now what do we got?
Now we have Crew Corner.
Crew Corner is brought to you by who?
Crew Haven.
Crew Haven does what? You mean, are you sure it's not Yahaven?
Sorry about that, Jamie.
Crew Haven. Let me tell you something. They got really clean houses. Right across from
LMC.
For those of you who don't know what LMC is, look it up. I don't know either. LMC is one of the largest yacht refit areas. Mm-hmm. And so this would be a great place to get off the boat and just chill.
Yes.
They have clowns. They have fallen iguanas.
Wi-Fi, laundry.
You can, they're totally cool with you using your skateboard inside the house because they have marble floors.
For some, little
actually,
piece.
They're really clean. They have Wi-Fi. They have washing. They have a butler named Jeeves. All cool. Check out Crew Haven at 1501.com. All right.
Thank you, Crew.
What do we got in Crew Corner?
Well, we are talking about standing a proper underway watch.
Okay, standing a proper underway watch. Join me up on the bridge because we are underway this week, and I'm going to show you how I stand a proper watch. What do you do on bridge watch? Right now, we're off Miami Beach. Obviously, this is the Motor Yacht Renaissance. And what you have to do on bridge watch is you're here for a couple of reasons. First one is the safety of the vessel. And the second one is, you know, not to endanger other people or other vessels and, like, hitting them. The Coast Guard actually in the rules state that in the risk of collision, both vessels need to take actions to avoid a collision. Last thing you want to do is be hitting a tanker in the middle of the night or a whale or a kraken. Krakens, as we all know, are freaking nasty. So let's get to it. Okay, so our current setup, because we are in fair weather, it's daytime, is we have one chart plotter set to have a bigger picture. We have a second chart plotter, which is a little more close in. We have our radar, and then we have our cameras going on in the engine room. First of all, when you're on watch, you need to monitor the ship. Right now, we have our engines are set at 1600, and we're doing just under 14 knots. One thing you're going to watch out for, engine temperatures. Because you can pick up grass, you can pick up a bag, or you can pick up a kraken or something. And you got to watch that. Now, of course, there's an alarm system, but on boats like this, you're going to see the temperature creeping up slowly, and you can probably fix it before something goes on. We also have our true wind speed, which right now is 20 knots. We maxed out at 25, and our wind direction. Why is the wind direction important? Well, even though we're stabilized, All right. It's nice to know where the wind's coming from and how the boat's going to react for the guests if they have to close the bow off or something like that. Okay. And then a last thing we have, obviously, are our radios. Now, let me just go through this. While you're on watch on board, you're monitoring the radar, you're monitoring your chart plotter, you're monitoring your engines, okay? You're monitoring the wind direction and sea state. And then the radios should be set on 16, which we have, and 13, which we have. 13 is ship-to-ship traffic, okay, and 16 is hailing and distress. Okay, and that brings me to who's in charge on the boat. Well, obviously, I'm the captain, I'm in charge. But right now, because I'm doing this, Trace is in charge. Trace has the con. All right, or the control. To U.S. Coast Guard standards, that means he's the officer in charge of the navigational watch. If I come up on the bridge, another common mistake is the people think, oh, captain's on the bridge, he's got control. Nobody, that's not true. You should remain in control regardless of who's on the bridge until the captain says, I have the con, I have control. I usually just say, okay, I've got it.
I have a vessel at 005. 3/4 of a mile.
Okay. Now, that particular fishing boat is not on ARP, it's not on AIS, but we do have it on radar. And what we're going to do is, because he's fishing, he's got lines behind him, Trace, go ahead, make a 10-degree turn to port, give him a wide berth.
10-degree support.
While he's doing that, let me explain something. When you're giving out commands, everybody does things differently. There's a British way, there's the Australian way. Here's the way I do it. 000-090-270-180. When somebody's calling out a contact, we don't go, oh, yeah, I got a boat over there. That means nothing, especially if there's multiple contacts. But if someone says, I've got a vessel at 020, 3/4 of a mile away, I know exactly what's going on without even having to look out the window. And I've told you guys this little trick before. But these are my binoculars, and nobody touches them because I have prescription glasses. So these are tuned into my eyes, so I can just take a quick look at that vessel, and that is a fishing boat, and we do have a wide berth, and that's done. I'm not spending a lot of time adjusting these. Okay, we talked about a lot of things. The last thing I want to talk about is helm commands. It's very important, communication. For example, I could have the con, but I could have Trace driving the boat. Maybe there's a lot of stuff going on. This happens a lot when I'm in fog because I am focused on other stuff. The way I do it, and every boat's different, the trick here is just to make sure everybody on the boat knows what you're talking about. The way I do it is come left 10, come right 10, come to new course XYZ, 5 degrees left rudder, 5 degrees right rudder, as long as everybody knows. Now, some people actually say come port 5 degrees, come starboard 5 degrees. Port and starboard, bow and stern are parts of the vessel. They're not really turning commands. It's good to keep those separate, but again, whatever works on your boat so they know. For example, Trace, come to new course 197. So he knows exactly what I'm talking about. The boat is going to go to 197. If I said, Trace, come right 10 degrees, he's going to add 10 to that. If I said, Trace, give me 20 degrees right rudder, he's going to turn the rudder angle indicator till it says 20, and he's going to hold it there until I say otherwise. Another command that's very useful is shift your rudder, okay? Shift your rudder means going from 20 right to 20 left. One more command is midships, which means you just bring the rudder back to midships, basically hold it at 000. So those are helm commands. Okay, the key to a good bridge watch is situational awareness. Situational awareness is keeping your eye and ears and mind on everything that's important that's going on the boat, the little details. That means stay off your phone. That means don't crank the music. That means don't sit up on the bridge and bullshit all day. That means keeping your eye on the radar for a contact that's coming and going, keeping your eye on your bilge pumps, keeping an eye on your engine temps. And also keeping an eye on the weather, because maybe there's stuff going on in the back of the boat, like the enclosure or something starting to flap around. Focus on your job. We're all getting paid to do this job, and it kind of really annoys me a little, like when I hear stories about people on the bridge coming up here in their jammies, listening to music, and just bullshitting through the whole watch. That's how things go wrong. We're here to do a job, and this is the job. So anyway, that's the bridge watch. I'm Doug, and we're going to go back to Doug and Christy. That's pretty cool, right?
That was.
That's the way I never get to, I haven't hit anything yet. So it might be the right way or wrong. I don't know. Bottom line is, however you run your operation, make sure you got all the bases covered so you run a safe operation.
Absolutely.
So that's about it for the bottom line.
That is.
I have a surprise guest. Paige, come here real quick. Come here.
Surprise! We have Paige.
So Paige is part of our crew. She's totally awesome. Say hi, everybody.
Hi, bottom
everybody,
line.
This is Paige. Paige, that's everybody.
Paige, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, Paige is pretty awesome. She's part
She's
of the team here. So you guys, please stay safe out there.
Yes, please.
All right, we'll see you next week. My name is Doug.
My name is Christy.
Do your thing.
And that's the bottom line. Cool.